commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Please forgive a simple math lesson this morning. Do you know the difference between average and median? That's important, especially when discussing news stories that deal with numbers. Coverage of Obamacare and tax policy are two types of these stories. An average is pretty simple. Add up the numbers and divide by the total number of entries. That gives you the average. The average of 20, 17, 16, and 7, add them up, divide by 4, the answer is 15. The median for a series of numbers is the line where half of the figures are above it and half are below. So what's the median of 40, 22, 10, and 9? It is 16. That's the middle point. So let's use average and median to show how news stories can be manipulated. Here's a hypothetical Obamacare example. One woman is very ill, and she used to pay a small fortune for her health insurance. Under Obamacare, she can't be denied because of pre-existing conditions. So what used to be $22,000 a year for a very expensive individual health insurance policy has now been reduced to $7,000. She's a big winner under Obamacare. Her savings are $15,000. On the other hand, I have seen my premiums increase. These days, I pay $100 more per month. That comes to $1,200 a year. My next-door neighbor also saw an increase, about $2,400. And across the street, the nice old lady with the three cats saw a small savings, about $10 or less. So while the White House puts out a news release bragging the average household is saving $2,800, the figure is factual, but it's misleading. In this example, the average is skewed. One person with huge savings makes it appear that everyone is saving money. In fact, half the people in our example are seeing an increase. A more accurate picture is to use the median. The median household increase is $540 in our example. That's exactly what's happening in healthcare. Some people, the very sick, the very old, are seeing big insurance savings. But the more common scenario is an even greater number of us are paying more. Just not enough more to swing the average to the negative. This happens with other news stories. Housing prices are rising. Your home is worth $5,000 more. My home is worth $2,000 more. But the millionaire's mansion on the hill is suddenly worth $750,000 more. You wouldn't claim the average increase is $250,000, would you? So here's a rule of thumb. When there are big numbers on the high side or low side, the median gives you a better picture of what's happening than the average. Now go be a smart news consumer.